You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode about AI-assisted patent searches comes from Michael Felbinger.
Today, we're diving deep into AI-powered patent searching.
Yeah.
And I know you're thinking, come on, I'm an IP expert. I know all about patent searching.
Right.
But trust me, the way AI is changing things, it's a whole new ballgame.
It is. And what we're going to be looking at is how AI and RAG, which we'll talk about a little bit later, can be this amazing support system through the entire search process.
Okay.
But it's not about, you know, replacing people.
Right.
You as an experienced searcher, your knowledge is still super important.
So this is more about like augmenting our abilities than replacing us entirely.
Exactly. It's really to help you work better, more efficiently, more effectively.
Got it. So where does AI actually fit into all this? I mean, what parts of the patent search process can it help with?
Well, it can be used in every single step.
Oh, wow.
From like understanding the research subject to actually drafting the documentation.
Oh, wow. So right from the beginning, even before I'm even starting to look for patents, AI can help me just understand what I'm even looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine having an AI that can kind of go through tons and tons of data.
Right.
And just pull out the main points, summarize it all for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Saves you so much time.
Yeah, especially if you're dealing with like a really complex or new technology.
Exactly. And AI can also help analyze similar patents and use machine learning to pull out those key features, the stuff that maybe you might miss.
Okay, so it's like having another set of eyes.
Yeah.
That's specifically trained to spot these things that maybe I wouldn't see.
Absolutely. Now, what about those, like, you know, those quick searches you do at the beginning just to get a sense of what's out there?
Right. Those quick and dirty searches.
Exactly. AI can blow through huge databases of patents and pick out the ones that are potentially relevant using, you know, keywords and other things way faster than you could do manually.
Oh, wow.
And even better, it can actually suggest patent classes based on what it finds.
Okay, so it's not just speed, it's precision as well.
Yeah. And remember, Boolean searches.
Ugh, don't remind me.
Those can be a real pain.
They can be so complicated.
But guess what? AI can help generate the right terms you need.
Oh, wow.
It looks at how language is used in similar patents and suggests synonyms and variations, so you end up with a much better search string.
It's like having a built-in thesaurus specifically for patents.
Right. That's a great way to put it.
That's amazing. Now, competitor analysis is always a big part of what we do, right?
Huge, yeah.
Can AI help with that?
Absolutely, yeah. So AI can actually give you really incredible insights into what your competitors are doing, but also just a bigger picture of the whole technology landscape.
Oh, okay.
It analyzes patent filings, citations, trends, everything.
Interesting.
Helps you see who the major players are, emerging technologies, and even gaps in the market.
So that's really valuable for making strategic decisions about your own IP.
Exactly. So AI can basically improve every stage of the patent search process.
Makes you work smarter.
Yeah. But now let's dig a little deeper into the actual AI tools that are making all of this possible. One area that's really exciting is generative AI.
I've heard a lot about that, but I'm not gonna lie, it all sounds a bit like science fiction to me.
Right.
What exactly is generative AI?
Okay, so think of it as a type of AI that actually creates new content. Text, images, code, you name it. And it's turning out to be incredibly powerful for patent searching. There are basically two main types, online models and local models.
Okay, what's the difference?
So online models like ChatGPT-4, you access those through the cloud. They've been trained on just massive amounts of data.
Right.
And they're super versatile. ChatGPT-4, for example, is amazing at conversation and writing in a human-like way. You can actually talk to it and get really impressive answers.
So I can literally have a conversation with AI about a patent.
Pretty crazy, right?
It's wild.
And then there's Google's Gemini, which is all about processing different types of content, not just text. Images, audio, video, you name it. Think about analyzing a patent diagram or even a video of an invention all with AI.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer.
It really is. Now, local models, on the other hand, are installed right on your computer.
Okay.
So you have more control over your data, which is a big deal for some people.
Sure.
A good example of that is Meta's Llama 3, which is really efficient and great at natural language processing. Perfect for digging into patent text.
So we've got all these different AI tools, each with its own strengths. I'm starting to see how this could completely revolutionize how we do patent searching.
Absolutely. And we're only just getting started. But before we go any further, we need to talk about something called prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering. I'm listening.
Think of it as the art of talking to AI. It's about writing clear instructions to help the AI give you exactly the insights you're looking for.
Okay.
It's like learning a new language, and the better you get at it, the better your results will be.
So it's not just about typing in some keywords and hoping for the best.
No, it's way more nuanced than that. Let's say you're looking at a patent, right? And you just want a quick summary of the claims. A very basic prompt, a zero-shot prompt, as we call it, could be summarize the main claim as this patent. The AI, based on everything it's learned, we'll try to do just that.
Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. But what if I want the AI to do something a bit more complicated? Like, I need something more specific than just a general summary.
Right. Well, that's where different prompting techniques come in. For instance, you can do something called one-shot prompting. This is where you give the AI an example of what you're looking for. So you could show it a summary of a claim from a different patent.
Right.
And then ask it to do the same thing for the patent you're interested in.
So you're giving it a bit of context.
Exactly. And if you want to get even more specific, you can do few-shot prompting, where you give it multiple examples.
Okay.
The more examples you give, the better it understands what you want.
It sounds like there's a real art to this whole prompting thing.
There is, and it's one of those areas where human expertise is still essential. You know, you understand the ins and outs of patent language, legal stuff, what information you're actually trying to find. AI is a powerful tool, but it needs your guidance to get the best results.
Okay, so what are some other prompting techniques that might be helpful for us IP folks?
Well, you've got task-specific prompting, which is great when you have a very specific goal in mind. For example, you could ask it to list the potential infringement risks associated with this patent.
Oh, that's really useful. I can see how that would save a ton of time.
Right. And then there's contextual prompting. This is where you provide some background information about the invention or technology before you ask your question.
Okay.
This helps the AI see the bigger picture and give you more relevant answers.
So it's all about framing the question in a way that the AI can really understand.
Exactly. And this interplay between human intelligence and AI is what makes this whole field so exciting. Now, I know you're interested in how AI is changing the entire patent searching world. We've talked about all the good stuff. But what about the challenges? What are some of the things that IP professionals need to be aware of?
Yeah, that's a great question. Are there any potential pitfalls or things we need to be careful about as we start integrating AI into our work?
Absolutely. One of the biggest concerns is making sure we don't lose our own expertise. You know, if we become too reliant on these automated systems, our own skills and knowledge might start to fade.
It's like that saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly. So it's important to remember that AI should be a tool to help us, not replace us entirely.
Okay.
We need to strike that balance between using AI and keeping our own critical thinking skills sharp. Those are the skills that will ultimately make us valuable as experts.
So working with AI, not just relying on it.
Right, a partnership. Now, another thing to consider is cost. Setting up these AI systems can involve some upfront investment, you know, software, training, maintenance.
Right.
You really need to weigh the pros and cons and make sure it makes sense for your needs.
Yeah, not every company has the same budget or the same requirements.
Exactly. But here's the good news. AI is becoming more and more affordable. So what might be a big investment now could be much more accessible in the near future.
Okay, so cost is a factor, but it's getting better.
Definitely. Now, what about accuracy? Can we really trust these AI systems to give us the right answers, or do we need to be careful?
That's a big question.
It's always smart to be cautious and use your own expertise to double check everything. AI systems can be incredibly powerful, but they're not perfect. Sometimes they can fall into this trap of overfitting. Yeah. Basically, it means they become too focused on the specific patterns in the data they were trained on and might miss important information that falls outside those patterns.
So even with AI, there's still a chance we could miss a crucial patent.
That's right. It's another reason why human oversight is so important. You, as an experienced searcher, understand the technology, the legal landscape, and what you're specifically looking for. You can recognize when the AI might be off track and adjust your strategy accordingly.
Okay, so AI is powerful, but it's not a magic bullet. We still need to be in the driver's seat, guiding the process, and making sure we're getting the right information.
Exactly. We've talked a lot about AI tools designed specifically for patent searching. But what about all those other AI tools out there, the ones that weren't built for patents? Do you think those have any place in the IP world?
Yeah, I've been wondering about that too. Are they worth exploring, or are they better left to other industries?
That's a great question. There are definitely more and more AI tools out there that weren't made for patent searching, but they can still be really useful for us. Things like ChatGPT, for example, which are great for general research, data analysis, and language processing. They can be super cost-effective, very flexible, and easy to use. Plus, they're constantly being updated with the latest AI tech.
So they've got a lot of potential, especially for smaller firms or individuals who maybe don't have the resources for those specialized tools. But are there any downsides to using them for patent searching?
Yeah, there are a few things to keep in mind. First off, they might not know as much about patent law and all the specific terminology as tools that were designed for patents.
Okay.
You know, they might not pick up on the nuances of patent language. And then there's the issue of data privacy. Some of these general purpose tools might send your data to external servers, which could be a problem if you're dealing with confidential stuff.
So it's important to do your homework and make sure any tool you're using is handling your data securely.
Absolutely. So specialized tools might be a better choice when you really need that deep understanding of patents and when data security is really important. But these general purpose tools could still be good for those initial searches when you're just exploring or when confidentiality isn't as big of a deal.
So it's all about finding the right tool for the job and knowing the strengths and weaknesses of each one.
Right. Now, looking ahead, what do you think are some of the most exciting things coming down the pipeline for AI and patent searching? What should IP professionals be keeping an eye on in the coming years?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what the future holds.
Well, one area that's generating a lot of buzz is the development of self-tailored GPTs for patent searching. And this is where that ARG technology we mentioned earlier comes in.
Okay, remind me what ROG is all about and how it ties into these self-tailored GPTs.
Right. So RG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. And basically, it combines the power of those generative AI models like ChatGPT with the ability to access and grab information from other databases. It's like having a chatbot that can also tap into a massive library of patent data.
So it's not just making stuff up based on what it's already learned. It can actually go out and find real information.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that you can create these self-tailored GPTs that are designed specifically for your needs.
Interesting.
You train them on your own internal data, your preferred search strategies, and your own areas of expertise.
So you're basically creating your own personalized AI assistant.
You got it. And because these GPTs are constantly learning and updating their knowledge base, they become more and more powerful over time.
Wow, this is incredible. So what are some of the key advantages of using these self-tailored GPTs? What makes them so revolutionary for patent searching?
First off, they're incredibly relevant because they're drawing from your specific data and knowledge sources. They give you highly targeted and accurate answers.
So no more sifting through pages and pages of irrelevant results.
Exactly. It's a huge time saver. And they also change how you interact with information. You can have a conversation with this AI assistant.
Oh, wow.
Ask follow-up questions, clarify what you need to get instant feedback. It's all very natural and intuitive.
That sounds amazing.
It is. And because these GPTs can incorporate specific knowledge about patents, they're not just finding information, they're understanding it in the context of patents.
Okay.
They understand the legal stuff, the technical details, and the strategic implications.
So it's like combining the power of AI with human expertise to make sure the results are actually useful and make sense.
Exactly. And here's another cool thing. These self-tailored GPTs can actually make patent information more accessible to everyone.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. With these AI assistants, people who don't have a ton of experience with patents can still understand complex patent info.
Yep.
They can ask questions, get summaries, explore different possibilities, all with the help of an AI that understands what they need.
So it's about leveling the playing field and giving everyone a chance to innovate.
Exactly. It opens up all sorts of opportunities for entrepreneurs, researchers, really anyone with a great idea.
This is mind-blowing. It sounds like we're on the verge of a huge shift in how we do patent searching and manage IP in general.
We are. But as excited as we are about AI, we can't forget about human expertise.
Absolutely. So where do we, as experienced human searchers, fit into this whole AI-powered future? What's our role going to be?
That's the key question, and one that's crucial to answer as we move forward in this new era of AI. It really is all about finding that balance, because experienced human searchers, they bring something to the table that AI, at least for now, just can't quite grasp.
What's that?
That critical thinking, that strategic decision making, and interpreting all this information within a larger context.
So it's not about AI versus human, it's about AI working with humans to make us better at what we do.
Exactly. We've got to see AI as a powerful tool to enhance our own abilities, not replace them. It can handle the heavy lifting, crunching through data, but it's our expertise that guides it, makes sure the results are meaningful, and we can actually do something with them.
That makes a lot of sense. So looking ahead, what kind of skills should we, as experienced searchers, be focusing on? You know, what do we need to learn to stay ahead of the curve in this new AI-driven world?
Well, first things first, we need to become experts in using these AI tools, understand their strengths, their weaknesses, and how to actually communicate with them effectively, which is where that prompt engineering comes in.
Right, right. It's almost like learning a new language, learning how to talk to AI.
That's a perfect way to put it. And just like learning any language, it takes practice. You know, try things out, experiment. We need to get comfortable with those different prompting techniques, how to fine-tune our question, and recognize when the AI might be going off track.
So it's not just about knowing how to use the tool, it's about knowing how to use it really well.
Exactly. We need to be able to look at what the AI spits out and critically evaluate it, spot any biases, know when to trust it, and when to go with our gut. And that takes a deep understanding of the subject matter, but also a healthy dose of skepticism.
It sounds like we need to combine our human intuition and experience with the power of AI to really get the best results.
That's it. Being able to connect the dots, see the bigger picture, and make smart decisions based on what both the AI and our own knowledge is telling us.
So the role of a patent searcher is definitely changing. It's becoming less about digging through mountains of data manually and more about figuring out what that data means and using it to make strategic decisions.
I like that. We're moving from information gatherers to information interpreters and strategists.
It's really exciting to think about what this means for the future. If AI can handle those more routine tasks, then we can focus on the parts of the search that really need that human touch.
Exactly. And that's where the value of human expertise really lies. It's not just about finding the information, it's about understanding its implications, how it fits into the bigger picture, and how it can be used to fuel innovation and protect IP.
So to sum it up, AI is transforming patent searching in a big way, offering us incredible opportunities to be more efficient, more accurate, and access information like never before. But it's not about replacing us, the human experts. It's about empowering us to be better, smarter, and more valuable in what we do.
I couldn't have said it better myself. The future of patent searching is all about humans and AI working side by side to uncover new innovations and push the boundaries of what's possible.
This has been a truly fascinating deep dive, and I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. I know our listeners, especially those in the IP world, will find this incredibly valuable as they navigate this exciting new era of AI-powered patent searching.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, the key is to embrace these new technologies, but don't forget to stay critical and always remember the value of human expertise.
And to all our listeners out there, as we wrap up this deep dive, we challenge you to think about how AI can impact your work in the world of intellectual property. What areas could you see benefiting from AI? And how might these changes affect your approach to patent searching and IP management down the line? The possibilities are truly endless, and the future belongs to those who are ready to explore and embrace the power of AI.
Keep learning, keep experimenting, and never stop pushing the limits.
Until next time. Keep diving deep.
It's all about working together, you know? Humans and AI combining our strengths, because honestly, some things just need that human touch, that intuition that comes with experience. You can't just program that, at least not yet.
So what you're saying is, even with all these AI advancements,
yeah,
human patent searchers are still essential.
Absolutely. experienced human searchers, they bring something really special to the table, something AI, at least for now, can't replicate. It's that ability to think critically, to see the big picture, to make strategic decisions.
So it's not AI versus humans, it's AI empowering humans.
Exactly. Think of it as AI being our superpowered sidekick. It can do a lot of the heavy lifting, but it's still our expertise that guides the whole process and makes sure the results are actually useful.
I like that. So as we move forward in this AI-driven world, what should we, as experienced searchers, be focusing on to stay ahead of the game?
Yeah.
What skills are going to be most important?
Well, for starters, we need to become masters of these AI tools. We need to know how they work, what they're good at, what they struggle with, and how to communicate with them effectively. And that's where that whole prompt engineering thing we talked about comes in.
Right. It's like learning to speak AI, learning how to ask the right questions to get the insights we need.
Exactly. And like any language, it takes practice. You've got to experiment, try different approaches. We need to get comfortable with those different prompting techniques, learn how to fine-tune our questions, and how to recognize when the AI might be missing the mark.
So it's not just about knowing how to use the tools. It's about knowing how to use them effectively, how to get the most out of them.
That's it. And we also need to be able to look at what the AI gives us and critically evaluate it. Can we trust these results? Are there any biases we need to be aware of? Knowing when to trust the AI and when to trust our own judgment, that's crucial. And that takes a deep understanding of the subject matter, but also a healthy dose of skepticism. Always question, always double check.
So it's about blending our human intuition and experience with the analytical power of AI to really get the best results.
That's the key. Being able to connect the dots, see the bigger picture, and make smart decisions based on what the AI tells us and what we already know.
It sounds like the role of the patent searcher is evolving. It's less about manually going through data and more about interpreting that data, making strategic decisions, and really understanding the implications.
Exactly. We're becoming more strategic, more insightful.
It's fascinating to think about the possibilities. If AI can take care of some of those more routine tasks, then we can focus on the parts of the search that really require that human touch, that human expertise.
And that's what makes human expertise so valuable in this new landscape. It's not just about finding the information, it's about understanding what it means, how it fits into the bigger picture, and how it can be used to drive innovation and protect those valuable ideas.
So to wrap things up, AI is definitely shaking things up in the world of patent searching. It's giving us incredible new tools to be more efficient, more accurate, and access information in ways we never could before. But it's not about replacing us, the human experts. It's about giving us new superpowers, helping us to be better, smarter, and even more valuable in what we do.
Couldn't agree more. The future of patent searching is all about this collaboration between humans and AI, working together to unlock new innovations and discover new possibilities.
It's been a truly fascinating deep dive, and I want to thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with us today. I know our listeners, especially those of you working in IP, will find this incredibly valuable as you navigate this exciting new world of AI-powered patent searching.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time to be in this field, that's for sure. And remember, the key is to embrace these new technologies, but always keep a critical eye and never forget the power of human expertise.
Well said. And to all of you listening out there, we encourage you to think about how AI can change your work in the world of intellectual property. What areas could you see benefiting from AI? And how might these advancements change your approach to patent searching and IP management in the future? The possibilities are truly endless, and the future is being shaped by those who are willing to explore and embrace the power of AI. So keep learning, keep experimenting, and never stop pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Until next time, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.